Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and steal back Obama.
Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland has Arnaz Jay and Aries Spears on. All right, Roland, from Washington, D.C., what's going on?
Tom, Sybil, and Jay, we could be seeing the end of the career of Congressman John Conyers. He was thrown off the ballot yesterday because of invalid signatures that were collected. So what is next? We turn to Senator Burt Johnson. He's the campaign chair for Congressman Conyers, who's joining us right now. Senator Burt, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you all.
So the clerk has made a decision that Congressman Conyers cannot run because of signatures. He will not be on the August 5th ballot. What are you going to do now? He's been there since 1964. Will this be the end of his career?
No, actually it won't. And we anticipated this based on the clerk's assertions last week. And what we're engaged in now is an appeal in front of the Secretary of State. We'll also engage in a court battle, frankly, in the U.S. Sixth Circuit, where we believe there's been established precedent that will, in fact, put the congressman on the ballot in the end.
He needed 1,000 signatures. He's 400 short. And the allegation is that someone who was a wanted fugitive was collecting the signatures, and that is against the law. Is that correct?
Yeah, there was a group that was hired to gather those petition signatures. They were not a central part of the campaign. And since this debacle has been uncovered and come to light, they've been excused. But frankly, they failed in their duty to the congressman, which was to gather sufficient signatures to put him on the ballot. And so that's our battle today. The community is behind him. We've heard from people all across the country. And frankly, the DCCC and everybody associated with the United States Congress wants to see him back.
Here's what I don't understand. Typically, when you collect signatures to get on the ballot, you typically will collect 3 or 4 or 5,000 because you expect some to get tossed out. Was a mistake on the campaign's part to not collect that many and to choose so few?
Well, you can actually only gather and turn in 2,000 signatures.
How many were gathered and turned in?
We gathered 2,300 signatures, and 1,000 of them have to be actually ballot. And so it just didn't happen, frankly, because a number of the circulators were not registered voters. And under state law, those people have to be excused, and those petitions are thrown out. But under federal law, we believe that the petitioners will actually be restored despite the circulators' invalid registrations for voting.
If that is not the case, you have to do a write-in campaign, correct? And that is a very difficult proposition.
We do. It's a difficult proposition, mostly because of the money that's involved, but we feel confident that the Congress is going to be able to raise that kind of money to perform a write-in.
They're going to put him off the plane.
Well, Senator Johnson, I know you're on the plane right now. You're taking off in about 7 minutes. We appreciate you joining us at the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Thank you so very much. But certainly, it has raised lots of issues in Detroit, Tom, that Congressman John Conyers potentially, if the clerk does not rule in their favor and they lose the lawsuits, he potentially will have to run as a write-in candidate, and we might see his long, illustrious career in Congress come to an end.
And a warning to other candidates, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Roland's commentary is brought to you by TV One.